All righty, so welcome to the Global Water Healing Meditation. I'm Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm an animal communicator and author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and I'm also a contributing author to the new Dolphins and Whales Forever. And we've got some other contributing authors on the call today. Linda Shea and Madeline Walker and David Rosenthal. So first of all, I'd like to thank Linda and David of Dolphin Heart World for donating the use of these phone lines so that we can hold this event every month. It's really fantastic to have a consistent line to use. So thank you, David and Linda. This is really wonderful.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I'm so happy. And this gathering happens every first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Daylight Time or Standard Time. So it's an opportunity to, just for all of us to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing and loving energies to the water of the planet. The whales and the dolphins have been asking all of us for this work, and so that's why we've come together as a group to just energize our meditations. We should be doing just even 5 minutes a day. It makes a big difference. So this is just our little way to juice people up and to give us extra or new ways to do this work. So I will be having different people facilitating this call each month, and, you know, hopefully as time goes on, there'll be more and more things to kind of support this. So I really want to thank everyone for being on the call today and participating in this really important work. So I am really excited today to have Madeline Walker here from England. I first met Madeline, I guess maybe it was just last year, or the year, I can't remember. No, 2 years ago when I was in England, and we had a great time poking around Glastonbury. And Madeline is a world-renowned animal communicator. She's a horse and rider trauma consultant and a spiritual empowerment coach. Her mission is to raise humankind's awareness of the incredibly deep connections we have with our animals and the importance of their messages of healing for us and our beautiful planet. And Madeline is one of those lucky people that travels extensively to work with wild species. And she doesn't limit it to just the cetaceans. She visits with lions and elephants and whale sharks and all kinds of amazing beings in their natural habitat. And she's written several books. She lectures internationally. And she specializes in past life connections between animals and their human caregivers. She's also a pioneer of techniques on past life script rewriting and Atlantean light crystal healing, cetacean soul healing, pre-birth soul contract, and DNA aligning, which was all taught to her by animals. So you can find out more about Madeline at madeline-walker.com. And she is going to be a presenter again at the second annual Cetacean Summit, along with David and Linda and myself and many other amazing people, which will be held in September in Dana Point, California. So, Madeline, I'm really excited to see what you're going to do for us today. So take it away.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for inviting me to be part of this. It feels like a huge blessing, and I'm very, very excited. I just had to do some coughing because I felt I was clearing something, but feeling so much heart energy. So I'd like to send out that heart energy to all of you that have tuned in, turned up and tuned in for this wonderful gathering. And as I said before, it's so lovely to be part of this. So thank you all so much for bringing, each and every one of you, for bringing your own vital, special, component, your special energy to create the whole for this global water healing. And I'm feeling several amazing beings that are also sending out their love to all of you, to each and every one of you, in gratitude for your willingness to be of service to our beautiful blue planet, of which so much is made up of our water. And so much of us, of course, is made up of water. And so I would love to share some of the energies of these beautiful beings that have been waiting in the wings to come in and guide me to be able to share some of their information and some of their healing frequencies. And so I'm calling forth the most beautiful whale mother that I met in Tonga, and I was explaining to Mary how she appeared with her calf and suddenly came right towards us and was directing this most amazing energy. And she has activated so much within me, enabling me to guide others for their own personal healing, for planetary healing. And she has shared a technique that we can also use for working on the DNA of the planet and the DNA of the oceans, which is what we are here for today, seeing as the outer and inner oceans make up so much of our beloved Mother Earth. So we invite Nazcar to join us now as she breaches and erupts and brings her energy to share all her love with all of us. So if you can take some lovely, gentle, deep breaths all the way in and all the way out. All the way in and all the way out. And just imagine each time you breathe out that your heart can open and expand even more. And as you breathe in, you can breathe in Nazca's beautiful mother whale energy. It allows you on your out-breath to expand your heart even more. So just feel your heart opening more and more, pouring out your love to our beautiful planet and our beautiful oceans that is the lifeblood of our planet. And Nazca would like to offer you individual healing to expand you even more in order to help you work on even deeper levels today to help the oceans. So in whatever way feels right for you, imagine this beautiful humpback mother whale sending her beautiful healing energy to you and lifting you up, almost wrapping you in the most beautiful Merkaba of light. And just feel yourself so gently and lovingly wrapped in this Merkaba of light. As she gently swirls you, sending her color filaments of healing energy into every part of your body, maybe your chakra systems, your organs, anywhere and everywhere that may need a little rebalancing or a little extra energy. This is in gratitude for your willingness to be there, to step up to the plate, to be here today, to offer yourself to help the oceans. So just allow yourself to be lifted up, worked on in the most lovingly, respectful, gentle way. As she fine-tunes anything within you. That may need some help. Just feel yourself very gently being moved around, being realigned, rebalanced, When I connected with her, I felt the colors of gold and silver and pink and blue being sent to me. You may see these colors, or you may feel or see other colors. Gently strengthening and balancing you. And just keep breathing in that beautiful, loving energy. And whenever you're ready in that space of balance, harmony, radiating peace and love, imagine yourself now, if you can, in the most beautiful crystal blue water with the brilliant light rays shining down through the water. Know you are completely safe floating in this crystalline beautiful water. The rays shine and spiral downwards into and towards a kind of vanishing point, like a kind of funnel or a vortex of light. The golden dolphins come to assist you, allowing you to journey down into the vortex of light. You feel no fear, and find to your amazement that you can breathe easily. The dolphins guide you down and down and down until you see an enormous orb, and you can just make out that inside the orb is a beautiful golden city. However, the outer surface of the orb seems a little opaque, and you feel drawn to wipe away the silt and seaweed-like slime that seems to sully it. You then find that the outer layer is like a strong, glutinous kind of membrane that needs to be broken in order for the golden city to be shining fully in the light and unveiled. Although the dolphins assist you in the cleansing of the orb, they cannot penetrate the membrane. So we call in the sea dragons to come in their true form. These beautiful sea dragons that are such wonderful healing allies. And the narwhals, the unicorns of the sea, also come to assist us. And one beautiful narwhal in particular is white with blue eyes and a golden horn. And his name is Frilas. Feel him coming to assist you now. The sea dragons use their fire to burn away the membrane, to melt it away. Frilas and the rest of the narwhals can help you with their horns to help peel away the membrane. Revealing the golden city in all its glory and beauty, dazzling the eye, freeing it from its constraints and allowing its energy to flow, transmitting and receiving. Just allow them to assist you now. Feeling the golden energy pouring upwards. Sending this healing energy out into the sea, into the oceans. And then Nazcar, the whale mother, arrives again and with the aid of the dolphins and the narwhals, you are taken to a sacred place where there is a beautiful crystal-like table with an opening in the center of the table. Like an oval with a space in the middle. And in whatever way feels right for you, in whatever way you can visualize this, imagine that you can see the DNA of the oceans in its strand form placed within the center of this crystal table. Like a kind of pillar of strands. And what has been described to me in the past is that when there is an imbalance, either in a human or an animal, there can be a strand that seems to be out of balance or stuck or not quite spiraling in the same direction as all the other strands. And I've been told this is called a struggle strand, and it's something we can change, something we can heal and rebalance within ourselves. Anything or anyone who may need it. And what Nazcar has told me is that we can do this for the oceans. We can visualize, in whatever way we can see or feel, the DNA of the ocean, and we can send healing and rebalance to it, counteracting toxins, pollutants. Negative sound frequencies. We can rebalance this. Nazca also helps us to transmit the healing frequency needed to activate the crystal table to send the light filaments into the DNA strands. This is a 2.9 megahertz frequency that is the frequency of divine feminine love. So again, whatever way you can imagine, get a sense of Nazcar activating the crystal table, sending the filaments of light into the strands of the ocean's DNA in whatever way feels right for you. Perhaps you've already noticed an imbalance in the strands. Perhaps just by thinking it, you can get a sense of what might be needed. Also know that the golden energy that you have released and freed from the Golden City can come and help, can shine into the DNA. So see the crystal activated, shining out the lights, shining out the frequency of love into the ocean's DNA. See the rebalancing taking place. See the strands begin to spiral in the same direction, fully aligned, all working together, all connected. And when you can see the alignment, the balance, the healing that's taken place, knowing that we can return to this anytime we wish, to give and receive yet more healing. But just for now, it's time for these beautiful beings to lead you back. Back through the waters. Sensing the Merkaba, where you've been gently suspended, cushioned, nurtured, very much loved. And then gently bringing you back to your room, to your chair, wherever you started your journey today. And knowing that in this journey today, the water inside you has been realigned. The frequency of the 2.9 megahertz has been activated within you, and the energy from this journey will be charged and imbued in the water bottle or the glass of water that you have with you. And Nazca asks that you may drink a little of this water, but also share this water in any water source near you, be it an ocean, a lake, a river, or a stream, taking that frequency further and further out into our planet. So feeling your feet firmly on the floor, taking a nice deep breath, rubbing the palms of your hands together until they feel nice and warm and tingly, and then placing the palms of your hands over your eyes, breathing in that warmth. Really feeling the ground beneath your feet. Really feeling your physical body, breathing yourself back into the here and now. Really reconnecting with the earth, really grounding yourself, but also assimilating and absorbing all that has transpired today. Knowing that you now take this forward with you. So taking another deep breath and opening your eyes whenever you're ready, fully present, fully wrapped in love.
Wow, thank you, Madeline. That's amazing.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. I've never done one of these where we are actually looking at the DNA of the water. That was really interesting and a wonderful way to work with that energy. So thank you very much. I'm going to unmute everyone, so anyone that wants to share something or have a little chat with Madeline about this, feel free to speak up.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Madeline, for everything. This is a beautiful journey.
You're so welcome. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to share it.
Good.
Thank you, Madeline. That was exquisite. My body's still tingly.
Wonderful. Mm. Well, we had some very powerful allies coming in to help us.
Yes, we do. Mm. Thank you for introducing yours to us. That was very
nice. Thank you, Mary, for hosting this as well. And thank you again, Lynn and David, for reminding us that we could do this today. It was beautiful.
You're welcome, Evelyn. Thanks.
It's also good to know that we can go back to this on a daily basis.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Evelyn, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I had a very bad connection, so I would like to thank your whale friend in another, you know, when I'm by myself, but I could never clearly understand what her name is. Could you?
Okay, her name is Nazcar. It's spelled N-A-Z-K-A-A. That's my understanding of how to spell it and how to pronounce it. It's like a long A, Nazcar.
Thank you.
She's a... very powerful, but very, very beautiful.
Thank you very much.
So call her in because she really wants to help, and she's just so grateful for all of us for, as I said, showing our willingness to be of service. She's just so grateful.
They're all so beautiful. I'm just so grateful that I have this connection with the water and with the whales and dolphins. I just feel so blessed.
Mm. You're truly blessed.
Thank you, Madeline.
Can you tell me,
was it recorded by chance? I was actually driving during the first part of it, and I was still on the call, and it was amazing. But was it recorded? Would we be able to listen to it again?
Yeah, I think Mary recorded it.
Yes, we are, Mary, you're working with Anne now. We actually, all of these recording meditations have been recorded, and we've just been very slow to build a website to house them so people can download them and access them, but there is progress on that front, so we are going to make them available.
Excellent. Well, it was very helpful even while driving.
Good. Well, I hope that it was clear enough. Obviously, one lady said that the connection was poor, but I hope that it was coming through loud and clear okay for the recording.
Yeah.
No, I think it'll be fine, Madeline.
Great. Yeah. That's good.
Presence is everything. Even if you don't hear the words, being present is more important.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's true.
Presence, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the words are beautiful,
but it's really about being present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think we all got a really beautiful experience from this, I think. I can't speak for everybody, but I'm just saying I think it was extremely beautiful. So I'm going to say thank you again, and be well, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline. It was wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
So lovely to hear your voices. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been so lovely to be part of this, as I said, but also so lovely to hear all your lovely voices. I can see all your smiley faces, and it reminds me of being back at the summit having such fun.
Yes,
Madeline, it's wonderful to be with you again. We can't wait to see you in September.
I know.
Yeah. See you in a few months now.
Yeah. Yeah, not too long now.
No. Okay, well, I'm going to sign off.
Yep, I better sign off too.
We'll have you back sometime next year, Madeline, okay?
Yep, I would love to. Thank you so much. So big, big love to all of you. Thank you again so much. And see you in September.
Everybody. Yes.
Mahalo.
Bye. Mahalo, lots of love.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.